Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Garage Talk Live. It is Tuesday, September the 15th. Weather is getting a little chilly. Racing season is getting to the important part of the year. NHRA and NASCAR will be beginning their championship drive, the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup. And the countdown to the championship in the NHRA. So, we shall be joined by two people that can speak for both. One, defending pro stock champ Erica Enders, will be joining us in a few minutes. And then at the bottom of the hour, Madison Martin will join us to talk about the chase. So, got both major motorsports covered with playoffs, with their playoff seasons, and we'll be talking to that about that. So NASCAR out at Richmond this week for the last race before the chase. NHRA was off, but they had their U.S. Nationals in Indianapolis a couple of weeks ago, so they had their weekend off. Things off at the Z-Max Speedway down in Charlotte, which is right alongside the Charlotte Motor Speedway. So it should be a fun weekend. Anyway, in other news, Lowe's extended their contract with Jimmy Johnson. So we'll be seeing the Home Improvement Store's logo on his car for another length of time. Today, everybody's out and about doing their chase promotion tour. Several drivers, like Ryan Newman's at Dover, and the chase across America. So, and there's a few in New York and Los Angeles, so it should be pretty interesting. But anyway, nationwide in action as well on Friday night. If you go to Garage Talk Live Facebook page, Gil Smith was out there taking pictures for us, and we posted some shots up on there from the weekend. And he's been going to Richmond just about every race since I met the man, except for 1 year, a couple of years ago, and I went out there. But maybe we'll get to work the race again next year. I'd like to check out this championship last race before the chase event with the after race party. That was covered also by NBC Sportsnet right after the race. So that was not quite what I was expecting. So maybe down on the track, it was a lot more entertaining. Of course, hosted by Rutledge Wood. If you all remember him, he used to be on Top Gear with Adam Ferreira and Tanner Faust. Had Tanner on. Maybe I'll try to get him back on. I got to go dig up his PR info. He was running Fords. He's running Volkswagens now, but he's into these extreme games and some off-road stuff. Anyway, we'll wait for our guest to call in. And we'll talk to her in a little bit. Anyway, yeah, I did give him the noontime slot. Figure I'd do it that way and this way. But, well, let's get into the nationwide race. The Xfinity race. I hate when I do that. But Chase Elliott was able to rescue the win from Cup Series regulars Kyle Busch, Brian Scott, Joey Logano. So it was good to see Chase get a win. He's fighting for a championship. He's about 20 points behind Chris Buescher, so they're in a battle with about 10 races to go for themselves as well. Of course, speed was 90 miles an hour. And we'll get back to more of that. Right now, I'd like to welcome to the show my very special guest, NHRA Pro Stock Champion, Erica Enders. Erica, welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
Good. It all starts again, huh?
Yes, sir. And so it begins.
Well, this time you're starting where you belong as opposed to last year where you missed the last two of the regular season, including the U.S. Nationals. You ran the full year this year, and you took the Wally at the U.S. Nationals. How cool was that going into the countdown?
That was pretty awesome. I mean, we had an extremely crucial round in the semis against Greg Anderson, and that determined who was going to go into the countdown in the number one position. So we were able to beat him and then go on to the finals where I was where I raced my teammate Drew Skillman, and we were finally able to get the win after 11 years of trying. So it was definitely an incredible weekend, and I'm very, very proud of my team, and to be able to accomplish that was just awesome.
Yeah, I noticed that when you went up against Anderson. I think you like beating him anyway, because it seems
I do.
Like you should have.
And with that, I mean that with all the respect in the world. I don't want to be taken the wrong way, but
you deserve what he said before your first win, and being he was the one to do that. But you pulled it off in a whole shot. You know, your reaction times of 013 really made the difference. And I'll tell you, it's been a pleasure watching you race. Because if there are first checking out, you know, your foray into the pro stock division, and it's always great having you on. So it's always a fun time, I think. And and I saw the two red cars lined up racing your teammate. That, as a matter of fact, it looks like you had to pull a whole shot against him because he had a better ET. Not by much, but enough to make a difference. So that's pretty cool.
Yes, sir. It was definitely cool. And, you know, I knew we had to step up to the plate, you know, especially against Greg. He had us covered by a few hundredths of a second, which is like light years in pro stock. So I knew I had to really bring it, and we were able to do that. My guys gave me a really consistent, awesome race car, and we got the win, and that's all that matters. It's just such a fun experience.
What's it like racing your teammate in the final round? I mean, it's kind of like he's watching you and doing some running, and I'm sure, I don't know if you guys share notes and all on car building, but I guess it all comes down to experience and technique.
Yeah, I mean, I know exactly what Drew's capable of. I taught him how to drive a pro stock car at the beginning of the year, and you know, he's taken to it really well. He's a very talented driver, and I'm proud to have him on my team. You know, we do share notes. Our pits are right next to each other, and all three of our crew chiefs work together. And you know, they joked before the finals that it's going to be, you know, we're going to give you guys the best cars that we can, and it's going to be a driver's race. And you know, Drew's a rookie, and for him to be able to go up there and just perform as well as he does with all of the pressure, I mean, that's something that, you know, takes a while to learn. And the fact that he's a, you know, a talented sportsman racer certainly helps him in that area. And so I knew I had to bring everything that I had against him. I taught him all my tricks, and, you know, I want him to be the best driver that he can. But at the end of the day, I want to win too. So it was just a really cool honor for Elite Motorsports, Elite Performance, and Race Skillman Auto Group to be able to be in the final round at the U.S. Nationals. Is awesome.
And Indy considered what the that's the biggest event of the year in the NHRA. Everybody wants to go there and everybody wants to win there, and that's one Wally that has your name on it that, you know, he, you know, with the many you've been winning over the past few years, and, you know, it's just great to see that. It seems like every other week you're holding that trophy up, and even though probably a little stretched, you know, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but, you know, it's still pretty cool to see how far you've come in, what, 3 years?
Yes, sir. It's hard to believe that we just got our first Pro Stock win 3 years ago in 2012, and the things that we've been able to accomplish over the last 3 years are pretty significant, and then what I've been able to accomplish with my new team at Elite Motorsports is just kind of unheard of, you know, a new team, a underfunded team, but the most important part is that we have the right people, and I'm having so much fun. I have so much faith and trust in my guys, and that allows me to do my job better. So, we've got a number of wins. We have 6 so far this season, and of course, hopeful to get a few more, especially being that it's the countdown. Those races are extremely important, and we're starting off in the number one position, and I hope we can make it last.
Well, the good thing is now you go back to Z-Max, and you only have to deal with one other person on the track instead of 3, so it should be a little bit easier to concentrate on that tree.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the 4-wide racing is definitely fun and something that the fans enjoy watching, but that happens in the spring. So being that it's a fall race and it's starting the countdown, we're back to just 2 competitors at one time, and it's a little less of a cluster up there. And, you know, we've been to the finals a number of times at Charlotte and not been able to get it done, so I'm very hopeful that this week is our week.
That's pretty cool, and the thing, too, is the NHRA changed the rules up. You got new gas, new tires, and you had to figure all that out. It seemed to get you off on a little slow, and then you had a little couple of off weeks and about 3 weeks ago, but it seems like you dialed it back in. Was there something you found that you were able to do? Because as far as driving goes, it seems you're pretty consistent as it is.
Well, yeah, thanks. I mean, I don't necessarily think we had a couple of off weeks, whereas we just had a few things happen that kept us from getting in the winner's circle. And, you know, Seattle's one that people have been talking about, and that was I had to race my teammate Jed Coughlin in the second round, and we went up there in the belt on our oil pump and sump came off. So I had no oil pressure and no vacuum. And, you know, I radioed to my guys and my crew chief pulled me in the water. And then once I got in the water, I'm like, I still have no oil pressure. So I shut the car off. And at that point, like from the time I pulled from the staging lanes to the water box, my sister found the belt on the ground and she ran up there. And my guys took the front end of my car off and put the belt back on, and at that point we were running very far behind, and Jeg was kind enough to wait on us, and, you know, my team owner Richard Freeman says we're a team back in the pit and we're a team up here. So had the situation been reversed, we would have also waited for Jeg, but that wasn't where our problem stopped. We had an issue with drive shaft loop as well. So as I was trying to stage the car, it sounded like somebody was sitting next to me banging pots and pans. I mean, it was just such a huge distraction, and of course, I was late, and I'm better than that, so there's all of the excuses that I have for that race, but, you know, not excuses, but just an explanation of what happened, and, you know, we had a meeting after that, and we got our act together, and, you know, our goal is to go into the countdown and make 0 mistakes, and I know that we are completely capable of that. We did it last year. We perform well under pressure, and we're extremely tough, so I'm excited heading into the countdown. I'm glad that, you know, those couple of races where we didn't perform our best are out of the way, and we can move on to bigger and better things.
Well, that's what I mean. It was an off week. Not necessarily you, but the car. And, you know, that happens in racing. There's really not much you can do about that. But it was great to see you back in victory lane. that's holding up the trophy at the end of the night, heading in to the last couple weeks. You're always within the top qualifiers. Oh, puppy dog's hungry.
Yeah, that's my dog. She's saying hi. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Tell her hi for me. And your sister. I know she's working you all to death when you're not at the track. Or even when you're at the track. I don't know.
Yeah, she's a nut. She definitely keeps us all going in the right direction. But we have a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Do you feel that with her working you out, that you don't feel as tired at the end of the day?
I'd like to say yes. I mean, it certainly helps. It does not hurt. But like Indy, for instance, I mean, it was so hot there. It is so uncharacteristic for it. I mean, sometimes we've had hot weather there, and sometimes it's freezing cold, and you never know what you're going to get. But that weekend at the U.S. Nationals was extremely brutal. You know, we had temperatures over 100 degrees on Sunday. Monday was a little bit better, but in the upper 90s. So it was definitely a challenge to keep my mind straight. And, you know, at the end of the day, when the adrenaline wears off, you're just kind of like dead anyway. And with all that heat and stuff after the winner's circle, I had to sit down for a few minutes before I went to the press room. It just is like, it's totally mentally and physically exhausting. So, but what she does do for us certainly helps. I mean, it can't hurt, like I said.
Yeah. Mother Nature plays its tricks, and especially all bundled up in your fire suit and all that. You probably have to wring that out at the end of the night before you hang it, send it to the cleaners. I don't know how many suits you have, but I'm sure it has to be a couple just for stuff like that, just to feel fresh getting back into the car after a couple of rounds.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. We wear a 15-layer fire suit from Sparco, and, you know, it's when it's that hot outside, of course, you're sweating, and it's just disgusting. So I went to put my fire suit on Monday after the Sunday race, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that's horrible. I had to Febreze it. So we'll have we've had it dry cleaned since then, so I'll go to Charlotte fresh.
Well, if it's I don't know if you're at home in Louisiana or Houston or what, but right now in this neck of the woods, it's a little on the chilly side, so you shouldn't have to worry about if it stays the same. We're looking at mid-80s, which track temperature is always going to be a little more. But you should stay pretty cool, and then that'll make you some more horsepower as well.
Exactly, yeah. Our cars definitely like the cooler, drier weather, so I am back in Louisiana, and it's probably about 90 degrees today, but we were in Tennessee this weekend for a charity event for serving orphans worldwide, and had to play golf on Monday yesterday, and it was 47 degrees in the morning. It was a little chilly, so hopefully some of that cooler weather will stick around for Charlotte.
In Tennessee? We're at in Tennessee.
I was in Bristol.
Oh, darn, if I'd have known, you should have given me a shout. I'm only 90 miles away.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. I got to get down there for Thunder Valley Nationals, cover the race. Now that I'm situated here, it took me a few years to, you know, after moving in 2012, setting up everything, have a little mountaintop, hilltop. It's not really a mountain. I'm kind of halfway up, but some of the taller ones in the area up near Whitville, so. If you head out, wait when you come visit one of I'll show you the yard.
No, cool.
Yeah,
you'll definitely have to get out to the Bristol race. It's one of my favorite of the entire season. It's such a cool venue. You race between the two mountains. They call it the Thunder Valley Nationals, and it's beautiful up there, and the staff at Thunder Valley is just awesome. So you'll definitely have to get out there.
That's for sure. I've made it to the NASCAR night race there. That was on the bucket list. So now the Thunder Valley Nationals is another one. And like I said, it's something I can commute to for the weekend. So it's not like I got to stay down there.
Yeah. No, it's definitely awesome. And the night race at the Bristol, the NASCAR race, is on my bucket list too. So I'm going to be sure to get out there one of these days.
If you do get the tickets there, let me know. Maybe we'll sit next to each other, unless you plan on going infield and going as a celebrity instead of a fan. So sometimes I just like to sit in stands and not have to worry about working.
Yeah, exactly. Just enjoy the race as a spectator.
And sometimes you seem to have more fun. Of course, being a guest of Bruton Smith wouldn't hurt either. So then they give you all the fancy stuff. So
yeah,
bring you up into the suites, and you get sit and watch from the enclosed area with the fine dining or whatever they serve up in those places. I'm not
yeah.
used to that. So.
Hot dogs and hamburgers, probably.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I know, like, at some of the places they have, like, tails and things like that, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Depends on who
Very
is,
cool.
who has the suite, and if you're a guest of the track, I'm sure they're going to take care of you instead of let you eat peasant food.
Absolutely.
So heading down to ZMAX, what are some of the quirks and idiosyncrasies you got to watch out for since the last time you were there, or you think they've actually? I know the safety safari is pretty good, but there's always some things that are inherent in the track that they can't really remedy.
Yeah, no, they have resurfaced the facility, so it's actually a lot better. When we went there for the spring race, it was like night and day from when we left there the last time in the fall. You know, we had to finish the race in Dallas, which was crazy, but they fixed the racetrack, and it's so much better. So I'm excited to head back. We've had some success there in the past, like I mentioned earlier, but never been able to get it done. Been to the final round quite a few times, and, you know, I'm looking forward to going back. We are definitely capable.
Oh, I think so, and it'd be neat to see it kick off the countdown with another Wally, and then with five events to go after that. Of course, you head into Pennsylvania, and then you get another Western swing to finish out the season. It's just how they got you spread all over the country in six short weeks.
Yep, we'll be all over. I think Charlotte, St. Louis, Reading, Dallas, Vegas, Pomona. So it'll be over before we know it, but I'm really excited to get it started in Charlotte this week.
Well, let's see what happens, and I always wish you luck, and I'm even though I'm a broadcaster, I'm still a fan of yours, so it's great having you on all these times because you've been a gracious guest. I think I even had you on after your first win, and that's where it all began, I think. Or was it before that? I can't remember. But I know it was the first show after you won your first Wally. You graced us with your presence, and I've been thankful ever since.
Oh, well, I appreciate you having me on, and it's always a good time. So let's talk again soon, and hopefully we have some more wins to discuss, and, you know, at the end of the year, maybe another championship.
That's for sure, because nothing, the only thing better than a repeat is a three-peat, so, but you got to repeat for the three-peat.
Exactly, yes, sir.
And when did you add Jed Coughlin to the team? Just recently? Because I don't think he was there at the beginning of the year.
No, he just, he came on for Sonoma, Seattle, and Indy. He was just scheduled to run three races with us, and, you know, he might run a couple countdown events, but that's not set in stone yet, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I'm not really sure, but he's definitely a huge asset to our team. His knowledge and skill behind the wheel are second to none, probably the best pro stock driver the class has ever seen. So it's really nice to have his brain trust on our side, and he's a huge help to me. So.
The best pro stock driver the class has ever seen, besides yourself. I can say that.
Well, thanks. I strive
maybe,
to be.
Maybe Bob Glidden. I think it's about the only other one.
Yeah, Bob's pretty awesome. He was in Indy with us this past week, and it was really cool to see him and get to talk to him. He's a big big legend of our sport, and to be able to hang out with him is pretty neat.
Well, you're going to be a big legend of the sport, too, for your accomplishments, and I'm just glad to talk to you, and like I said, we'll have you on maybe in a few weeks, or should I have your number. Maybe I should, do you have mine, or you want me to send it on over, and we can do off the record stuff.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever works.
And then we can goof on people if you want without them knowing it. So we don't have to do it on the air.
But, there you go.
Here's a little piece of advice. Never teach your teammate everything you know. Teach him everything he knows, but not everything you know. So
there you go. That's probably good advice when I got a good driver like Drew on my team. So no, I'm just kidding. I hope he does well. We hope he gets his first win this year with us, and we'll just all keep trying to do our best and let God do the rest. We'll see what happens.
That's for sure. Well, Erica, thanks a lot for coming on again and talking a little bit, and I'll send you my info after the show, and we'll go from there. And like I said, have fun at Charlotte this weekend. Find some nice places to eat and enjoy yourself as well.
Thank you so much. Yeah, exactly. We'll talk to you
maybe
soon. Thank you.
Okay, and we ought to get her on with you, and
that would
or
be
maybe
fun.
That's
we
not
can
a good
arrange
idea.
That.
All righty. Thanks
okay,
a lot.
Take care.
And,
thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, that was Erica Enders. We'll be joined in a few minutes by Miss Sprint Cup. And we'll be talking about the NASCAR chase. It's always fun having Erica on. Like I said, she's a good sport, and so she's been on with us in quite a while. Well, without further ado, let me welcome to the show the one and only Miss Sprint Cup, Madison Martin. Madison, welcome back to Garage Talk Live. It's been a while, but you're here to join us and talk about the chase, which is all set in stone as of Saturday night.
That's right. It has been a while. How are you doing?
Good. It's down to, sorry, sad to say that it's right now it's down to two Miss Sprint Cups. It used to be three. I don't know, do you get any off weeks? Seems like you're covering every race now.
Yeah, that's actually a great question. It is down to just two of us. It's me and Miss Sprint Cup Juliana White. But to answer your question, we do get off weekends. I was actually off this past weekend. I wasn't in Richmond. I went to see one of my good friends in Baltimore, so that was fun. I got to kind of go home and do that whole experience. But it's been a great year so far, and we're just really excited that the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup is kicking off. And Juliana's actually traveling with Chase across North America today. She's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with Denny Hamlin at one of the Chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup stops.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And, you know, she's from my neck of the woods.
From New Jersey?
That was about
very cool.
15 miles from her. Well, back in the
that's
day.
That's not far at all.
Nah, that's what I said. But, so she gets the tour, and I guess you get the tour as well?
I do, yes, that's correct. So tomorrow I'm actually heading out to Chicago. We are doing Chase Fest Live again this year with NASCAR on Weed Street in downtown Chicago. So that'll be a really fun event. It's going to be on Thursday. And all 16 of the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Chase contenders will be there.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Now, I know I saw the list of drivers, different cities today, some tomorrow, but at least tomorrow you get all 16 in Chicago, and that's pretty neat. How do they, I guess they go to all the cities that are in the chase as well, and like you'll be going to
that
Dover and to promote,
yeah,
or actually Ryan Newman's there. I don't know if, well, actually,
yeah.
Obviously he's there now as well, so he's doing that solo, so. who doesn't have the pleasure of having either you or Juliana's company.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, since there's only two of us, we couldn't be at all of the Chase Across North America events. But yes, that's correct. So one driver, and they're all doing it today, but each of the Chase drivers are at a certain location in which we travel during the Chase. So, like, I know Matt Kenseth is over at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Juliana's down in Florida with Denny Hamlin. You mentioned Ryan Newman. They're all in different locations. So that's kind of a cool thing that we have going on. And then I think Jimmy Johnson, I think he kind of got out of having to go somewhere because I think he's in Kansas for the test that's going on today and tomorrow. But, yeah, so it's really exciting. We're pumped up to get the Chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup started. Obviously, this week in Chicagoland. And the big thing that we have going on with Sprint right now is we announced the Most Popular Driver Award. Voting is back. So fans can actually cast their vote at mostpopulardriver.com for one of those Chase drivers. And we'll see who wins at the end of the year. But it's very cool that that's back because, you know, at Sprint, we like to give the fans their voice. So that's just something to keep in mind. If you have a favorite driver, cast your vote online or on your NASCAR mobile app.
Well, guess what? I could tell you who's going to win because he's everybody's favorite driver. He wins the regular Most Popular Driver Award. So if he didn't, it'd be a real surprise.
Yeah, well, you never know. That's why you have to vote. It's funny because since we've announced, we have seen a lot of people say, well, it's going to be Dale Jr. again. It's going to be Dale Jr. But you never know. And this year, we actually took away the double voting. Last year, if you shared your vote on Facebook and Twitter, you got an extra vote for the day. But now it's just one vote per day. You can still share your vote on Facebook and Twitter so that all your friends know who you're voting for, but you don't get those extra points. So you never know. If he won, it would be his 13th consecutive Most Popular Driver Award title, which is pretty impressive because, I mean, he's catching up to Bill Elliott, who had 16, so you never know.
That's true, but hopefully he does get it, because nothing against Bill Elliott, but it was either – I was a Dale Earnhardt Sr. fan when I was going to races as a fan, and it was always that – the Elliott fans were terrible. Bill was good, you know, nothing against Bill, but his fans were buttholes. I'll use polite terms on the air here. And the Earnhardt fans, I guess they'd have their – I guess it's kind of like Dallas Cowboy fans and everybody else is in the NFL. But that's my take on that. And see, Chase Elliott drive for Dale Jr., that's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, not next year. Obviously, next year he'll be bumped up to Hendrick Motorsports. So we'll see how that goes.
That's for sure. But anyway, with another thing with Sprint, we also do another show called The Voice, and they ought to limit the voting on that because sometimes I think with everybody going bonkers that but you don't have anything to do with that, do you? Or, like, do they send you in the off season to go check out that as well?
No, we don't have anything to do with that, unfortunately.
But it's always good to travel out. I'm talking about going to Charlotte. That's not traveling for Kenseth. They live in Mooresville, don't they? That's like
yeah. He was one of the lucky drivers who got to kind of stay home and close to his family. And, you know, just talking about family, over at Sprint right now, we have our family share pack plan where you can save a lot of money. When you switch to Sprint, you get unlimited talk, text, and 10 gigabytes of data to share with Kenseth. Yeah, he was lucky. He didn't really have to travel. He got an extra day. I guess he deserves that after getting his fourth win last weekend. So it worked out nice.
Hey, how about that? Three drivers with four, two Gibbs drivers. The phenomenal story is Kyle Busch not being there for all the 26 races. He missed the first 11 being banged up and hurt pretty bad. And then he has to finish above 30th in the remaining races, and he reels all four wins. That's
it was very impressive. And to think that he kicked off that streak of wins at Sonoma is makes it even more impressive, I think, just because that's such a random racetrack that, you know, we only go to two road courses of the year, and he just happens to kick off this winning streak with that racetrack as the first win that he gets when he comes back. But I think overall it just says a lot for the cars that Joe Gibbs Racing is building right now. I mean, they're so fast, and they've been so good that it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the chase, because I think it'd be really hard to bet against a Joe Gibbs Racing car this week.
That's true, but stranger things have happened. But now, this is the second year of the new chase format. When it was introduced last year with the three races and then four get bumped off, and so it comes down to four drivers and Homestead.
Yes.
That, you know, I was saying this could be fun, it could be interesting, and of course I was getting a lot of pushback from, oh, man, you should have to, you know. There were a lot of purists going back the old-fashioned way, but it wasn't drawing enough ratings, I guess, with football season, so you didn't want to entice the fan base to stay and watch something interesting. And I thought it turned out well, and a lot of people that I've talked to as well think it was a good thing for the sport. How has it been for you guys with the new setup? And now that you have 1 year under your belt, one into this chase season, what can you expect?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I like that question because, I mean, I followed NASCAR before I became a Miss Sprint Cup. I was a big fan. And I think just as a general fan that the old point system, for anyone who didn't follow it in a super in-depth manner, it was very confusing. So I personally really like what they did with the chase format. I think it makes it a little bit simpler for the casual fan that may turn on a race if they're out on, you know, a Sunday night and they don't have anything else that they want to watch. I think it makes it easier to understand, and I think it makes it more exciting to an extent, because if you look at our chase this year, there are four different drivers that made it in solely based on points. And, I mean, two of the drivers that are in the chase this year have never been in the chase before. You've got Jamie McMurray and you've got Paul Menard. So I think it kind of makes it a little more exciting because you have guys like Jimmy Johnson who have four wins, and then you have guys who made it solely on points. And, you know, talking about that, we have Ryan Newman in it again, and he's gotten in the chase now 2 years in a row without a win solely based on his consistency for the season. So I really like it. I think it makes things a little bit easier to understand for fans, but also exciting. And it kind of gives more opportunity and more hope to those guys who can go out there and be extremely consistent every weekend versus the guys that just go out and win. And I could see where people could maybe find that unfair, like in last year's situation when Ryan Newman nearly won the chase, even though he never had a victory. But at the same time, you've got to give him credit for the consistency, because our sport is so unlike any other sport. You know, there's not one winner and one loser. There's one winner and 42 or 43 losers. So I overall like it. I know that was a long answer to your question, but I think it does some good things for the sport and can maybe entice more people to watch it that would maybe never watch it before.
Well, nothing wrong with a long answer. It's an honest answer, and I like to invoke conversation. So I think it's one of the things I like, you know, that people have told me they like about coming on the show. It's more like a sit and chat versus a Q&A, and that's my take on it. I don't know about yourself, but with the Newman, as a matter of fact, like you said, he came runner-up last year's chase and didn't have a win, and if he would have had a win at Homestead, the championship would have been his, so it would have been his only win. And with the new format, you know, narrowing down the points to where you get a bonus point for a win, a bonus point for leading the most, bonus point for leading the lap, and then you get 1 point per position. One, you don't have people with thousands of points, and then it used to be concentrated on consistency, but now there's an emphasis on winning and consistency, so it kind of makes it the best of both worlds.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's what NASCAR did with fan base, but also keep it interesting and also keep it kind of simpler for people to follow along with, because the old chase format was a little bit more hard to follow, I think, personally, but to each their own, you know?
And I like the elimination factor. Like, it puts emphasis on my old home track of Dover, where it used to be the second race. Then they bumped it to the third race, so kind of lost some of the luster. But now it's the race where four drivers get dropped, so there's more emphasis on that race. So, and Dover's a tough track as it is, so makes it interesting racing for the day.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something I know I didn't really touch on when I was just talking about the chase, but that is something too, an element to this chase that I think has made it really unique, is that there is that pressure. You only have 3 to 4 races to make that cut, and if you don't make that cut, see you later. All your hard work for the year is done. Like, you don't have a shot anymore. And I think that makes it really exciting, really fun. And I'm looking forward to getting to Chicago and having that Chase Fest on Thursday, because we're going to be interviewing all the drivers. It's going to be me, Juliana will be there, and Rutledge Wood from NBCSN. So we get to talk to all the drivers and kind of feel out with them what it's like to go through this. And, you know, I'm looking forward to talking to people like Brad Keselowski about how last year he went into this and he won Chicagoland. And how did that make that easier, less pressure filled for him to know that he would probably already be in and not get cut from that round. So it's a fun thing. Like I said, I'm really excited that the chase is kicking off. I can't believe a whole year has gone by already and that we are to the chase, but that's kind of the nature of our sport and the nature of the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. It's a quick roller coaster, even though it's throughout mainly the whole course of the year. We only really get 2.5 months off, but it's a fun thing to keep up with.
Oh, that's for sure. And another thing about Keselowski as well was not only did he win that to move on to the next round, you win and you move on, but he also got involved in that brawl and that made for some interesting stuff. Anyway, do me a favor. I know Rutledge's trademark is that flannel shirt.
Yeah. Right. He loves that thing. And it was funny because I was at Darlington and he was standing next to me on stage before driver introductions, and he was wearing throwback gear. They had them all wear throwback gear for a little while until, of course, the pit reporters had to change into their fire suits, because that's just kind of mandatory for anyone on pit road in that action. But it was really funny because he had on a plaid. It was like a flannel plaid full body suit from like the 70s. I was like, really? You're not wearing your normal plaid flannel, so you have to go with like the entire suit? And it was really hot in Darlington. He was like, trust me, I don't want to be wearing this. Of all weekends, like, it's too hot to be wearing this. So,
that's true.
But that's kind of part of his persona. So it's funny. It's like his trademark.
That's for sure. Well, Madison, I know our time with you has to be a little brief because you got to get moving and get up to Chicago and get all set as well. It's a pleasure having you on again. I'll try to get you on again as well before the end of the chase, or maybe we can get both you Miss Sprint Cups on together. And it was, I guess, a congratulation to former Miss Sprint Cup Brooke Werner, who just got married.
She did just get married. Yes, she did. We're very happy for her. It's exciting because we still see her at the racetrack. So happy for Brooke, and happy for Miss Sprint Cup Kim Kuhn, because she's working over for MRN now, the Motor Racing Network. So it's very exciting to see how everyone's changed in the past year and a half.
Well, that's for sure. Now I know why Brooke left Miss Sprint Cup. And I know how the rules play with the organization. So anyway, you have a safe trip, and thanks again for coming on. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I'll be looking for the pics on the Miss Sprint Cup Facebook page or wherever else you're going to promote it. So if you want to give one last plug to the voting and all that good stuff, go right ahead.
Of course. Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Take care now. There you have Miss Sprint Cup, Madison Martin, calling in, joining us here on Garage Talk Live. Well, let's get down to it. Well, the race at Richmond turned out to be, how do we say, uneventful at best. It was a great day for Matt Kenseth. The battle at Darlington where you were thinking it was going to be between two drivers and somebody else different wins. This was the day of the Dollar General car because he led six times for 352 laps. There was rain earlier in the day. They had the jet dryers out and the air tightens, which seems to work wonderful on drying tracks. And a three-quarter-mile track takes a lot less time to dry off than a mile and a half or two-and-a-half-mile track, or road course for that matter. But anyway, Kenseth was the big guy on the day. Pole sitter was Joey Logano. He led five times for 25 laps. Second place, Kyle Busch. I was wondering if he was going to be able to pull off the fifth win. But he didn't have it at the end of the race in the car. And it's just amazing when you go to a race where they start it off and it was still light out at 7:30. In Richmond as the night comes on, it gets a bit darker, that the guys that have made it in the chase are glad it's over and done with. I know Aric Almirola needed a win to get in. He made the chase last year. He had a fourth place finish. Dale Jr., fifth. Jeff Gordon, Denny Hamlin, 6th, Jeff Gordon, 7th, 8th, Brad Kay, 9th, JJ, Jimmy Johnson, 10th, Carl Edwards, Clint Bowyer, 11th, Carl Edwards. There are guys that needed to win to make the chase, like Kyle Larson. But here's how the rundown goes now. There's the seeding. This is the final tally of how it should go. Jimmy Johnson is your number one seed with 4 wins. Kyle Busch is second with 4 wins. Matt Kenseth, with his 4th win on Saturday night, pulls up 4th. Now they're separated by a tiebreaker. That was the points they wound up with before the reset. Then you had Joey Logano standing alone at 3 wins, and then you had Harvick, Dale Jr., Kurt Busch, and Carl Edwards with 2 wins apiece. Edwards winning at Darlington to give him his second win. Then you had your single win racers, Brad Keselowski at 9th, Martin Truex in 10th, he won Pocono, and Denny Hamlin in 11th. And then your non-points guys, the guys that had to make it in on points, or 12th through 16th, which is Jamie Mack, his first time in the chase, Jeff Gordon, Ryan Newman, Paul Menard, his first time in the chase, and at the bubble man, Clint Bowyer. So that's how it's shaken out. So we go into Chicagoland this weekend, and here's how the chase works. You win any one of these first two races, you move on to the first three races, you move on to the next round. The key being Dover, that's the eliminator round, and you go to the bottom 4 in points, and there'll probably be some of the non-points guys. They will get dropped off. So if the one of the bottom guys wins, they move on, and then that's how that goes. So it'll be kind of interesting to see who's going to take the win at Chicago. Of course, on TV, they were prognosticating that picking the first couple races, and then Dover, they said, well, did they give the trophy to Jimmy Johnson yet? But he has 10 wins at the Monster Mile. It's a track you can't count him out. As a matter of fact, I will pick him to win that race already, because he usually does. He swept a couple of times there. It's not an issue. Now, in Chicagoland, We've got the first race. It's a mile and a halfer. Then we go to New Hampshire, which is the Magic Mile. That next week. But right now, we've got your top runners. As Madison, Miss Sprint Cup, Madison said, Brad Keselowski won the race there last year to kick off his chase, which moved him into the next round. So, and everybody else had to play catch up. But Jeff Gordon, Kyle Larson, Logano, you can't, wherever Keselowski runs good, Logano runs good, so you can't really rule them out. Kyle Larson, he's not in the chase. It was his rookie year, so he had a good run up there as well. Harvick, Hamlin, Kyle, with the Busch brothers, Jamie Mack, Kenseth. I mean, you're looking at. I'm looking at the top 12. You got 11 junior. 12th is Jimmy Johnson. You got their chasers, and then 13th Casey Kane, who's not in the chase. Then you got Truex and Newman. They're in the chase. And Carl Edwards, who qualified third, started third, wound up finishing 20th. And I'm seeing if he was a lap down. It looks like he was, so he had some problems. But I'm looking at the Penske Fords, and the rest are Chevys, except for the sixth spot of the first Toyota, but then you got two Toyotas. I don't know. Going to be a tough call. I don't know if Brad K will get it, but he has to figure out how it's going to be. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Right now, we get a little word from race winner Matt Kenseth, and he could talk about winning his fourth of the year and cementing him as a top seed in the chase.
Okay, if I can get everyone's attention one more time, we will wrap up our post-race availability here with our race winner Matt Kenseth, driver of the number $20 General Toyota. This is his second victory here at Richmond this year. And his fourth victory of 2015. Matt, obviously a dominating performance here tonight. You led 362 laps, which were the second highest total of your career. Talk a little bit about your wins this year, obviously four, tying with Kyle Busch and Jimmy Johnson, wrapping up your chase and looking ahead to the next 10 races. Just talk a little bit about how you're feeling right now.
Yeah, it was great to get the win. You know, Richmond, when I came to JGR, was one of their best tracks, you know, and the last couple of years it's been one of our worst, I think, as a group. So after the spring race, we ran okay, but the other cars didn't run real great. And Coach, I was just mad when I say this, he kind of yelled at us in the meeting. It was the only time I think he's yelled since I've been there about our cars, because our short track cars ran so bad. So everybody was working on it anyway, but everybody went to work real hard on trying to get these cars to run better. This is a really important race for us. I know in the big scheme of the championship battle, it doesn't have huge implications necessarily. I guess it could with extra points, but doesn't have huge implications there. But it was really important to us as a company to get running good here again. Like I said, it used to be one of their better tracks, and it hasn't been the last couple of years. And tonight, all our cars ran really well.
Okay, we'll open it up for questions for Matt. Please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you.
And there you have Matt Kenseth. So if you want to give a quick call, the number 646-649-1899. And any questions you might have for a few minutes before I make my Chicagoland pick. So anyway, as we wrap up the event, the championship playoffs in motorsports of the divisions that have them, or I should say the series that have them, the NHRA and NASCAR's Sprint Cup Series. NHRA Mellow Yellow Series has them for all their divisions, but fuel guys and funny car people going in. I could have made it a strictly a drag racing show because all the people in that, but we'd only have an hour. I figured I'd go with a defending champ. And one of the people you see all the time at the track. So I'll go check out the sprint. Hauler that's out at in the fan areas. They always have a lot of nice things and gizmos and all. And it was great having Madison Martin on. Erica Anders, she's always graced me with her presence whenever I asked. I think just one time she didn't make it, but she apologized and was on the next week. But anyway, as far as Chicagoland to kick off the chase, I'm looking towards a Ford, and there's only one Ford team, and that's Penske. I'm leaning towards Joey Logano. Tell you why. He's had the better year than Brad Keselowski, and I think he is kind of looking towards a championship run. I think it might be him. He would be the upset guy. He wasn't a top seed. He only had 3 wins. He's the only one with 3 wins, so. But I think the championship comes down to Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, and I had to pick the 4, Kenseth and Harvick. The defending champ, I think, will be there. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. But anyway, we'll have some stuff ready for next week. We'll have a bit to talk about. See if Erica can kick off her title defense with a Wally. And she's got to quit giving all her advice to her teammate. But anyway, that's our show for today. I'd like to thank you all for joining me. Special thanks to my guest, Erica Anders, and Miss Sprint Cup Madison Martin. Go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/GarageTalkLive. And give it a like. Boost those likes up. We'll see you all next week. I'm Vince Bonfigli, your host. You're listening to Garage Talk Live on blogtalkradio.com. Good day and good racing.